something from last week. It's 1937. When I went to talk with the Lord for a while, I heard the voice in my soul. My, I will not give you the grace to reveal yourself to someone else. And even if you did tear yourself, I will not give that priest the grace needed to understand you. At this time, it is my desire that you put up with yourself patiently. My daughter, it is not my will that you should tell everybody about the gifts I have granted you. I have entrusted you to the care of the friend of my heart. And under his direction, a show will bloom. I have given him light to recognize my life in your soul. So not everything that could give you to share with everyone. Only to those who have gifts to receive it. So don't take it for granted. It's a great thing and to share everybody, not necessarily. My daughter, when I was before Herod, obtained the grace for you, even by that time. By the time of Jesus, he knows us. You too, we are in his mind already. Namely, that you would be able to rise above human scorn and follow faithfully in my footsteps. It's a hard steps. Or we pray for her. Be silent when they do not want to acknowledge the truth. Because it is then that you speak more eloquently. Even though people doesn't believe you, doesn't matter. Keep silent. You speak more. Notice, my daughter, if you strive for perfection, you will sanctify many souls. And if you do not strive for sanctity, by the same token, many souls will remain imperfect. Know that the perfection will depend on your perfection. And the greater part of the responsibility for these souls will fall on you. She is not a priest, neither a bishop. So don't tell yourself that you are not a priest, so this is not responsibility, or you are not a religious person that doesn't care. No. This is might be looking for you. We just awake him. Because you do not believe that you are chosen. That's the problem. You don't believe that you are chosen by the Lord to spread his love. If you have the courage to get up so early to listen to this sharing, be something great. I think God's calling you to share the same token with Sister Faustina, to spread the great news of divine mercy. Do you believe that? It's something we are called for these things. Even I myself, I never dreamed to share this on a weekly basis. We never did it before. How many years? 2 years already? Huh? 3 years? Huh? 3 years already. We haven't finished that. Then Jesus said to me, "Do not be afraid, my child, but remain faithful only to my grace." So in his grace we trust. Satan has admitted to me that I'm the object of his hatred. Even the Heavenly Mother is the object of the hatred of Satan. Satan said that 1,000 souls do me less harm than you do when you speak of the great mercy of the Almighty One. So Satan doesn't want to spread the great news of divine mercy so clear. It's not only against Faustina, even against us. You spread good news of divine mercy, he will do all things to stop it or to break it or discourage you. The greatest sinners regain confidence and return to God, and then lose everything. But what's more, you persecute me personally with that unfathomable mercy of the Almighty One. I took note of the great hatred Satan has for the mercy of God. He does not want to acknowledge that God is good. Last night we shared the message of Father, what you call the Father, the one who spread on cynical prayer. And Mary explained through his message that 666, no, the three is 333. Three is the Trinity, Father and Son, and the union of God. No? But since Satan hates God, he made another three, that's 666, against God. He's proud. I'm bigger, I'm greater than God. That's 666. That's when we are proud, we share the destiny of the Satan. So that's why Jesus says, simple. Be humble. The little. That's all. You can serve two servants. So simple, right? That can change us. Jesus can change us. But we don't go to him. But we don't share the Spirit. Jesus, I trust you. Where we go? To ourselves. Then pride comes in. June 29, 1937. During breakfast today, Father Andres greeted the whole community by telephone. He's already back from Rome, and this very afternoon, he came to see us. The professed sisters, the novices, and both groups of students assembled in the quadrangle and waited for our dear father. The children welcomed him with songs and poems, and then we asked him to tell us about Rome and the many beautiful things he had seen there. He spoke for over 2 hours. Because of this, there was no time left to talk in private. She was expecting to talk personally to Father Andres, no? His spiritual director. The only person can know her, can really speak from heart to heart, not the other priest. The other priest cannot understand her at all. They have looked it. Lord, they haven't the grace. Today my soul entered into close union with the Lord. It made known to me how I should always abandon myself to his holy will. God's word. In one moment, I can give you more than you are able to desire. June 30th, 1937. Today the Lord said to me, I have wanted to exalt this congregation many times, but I'm unable to do so because of its pride. Know, my daughter, that I do not grant my graces to proud souls, and I even take away from them the graces I've granted. You see, so important, eh? Be simple. Humble, in other words, simple. Don't worry how to be humble. Just to be simple. Be simple heart. That's for time being, it's okay. Today, Sister Jolanta asked me to make an agreement with her. She will pray for me, and I'm to pray for the girls in her class, in Vininas. As for me, I always pray for our work, but I've resolved to pray for the class in Vininas for 2 months. And Sister Jolanta will say 3 Hail Mary to the incarnate word every day for the intention that I might profit from God's grace exchange. Our friendship has deepened. July 1st, 1937. Today, during the Angelus, the Lord gave me an understanding of God's incomprehensible love for people. He lifts us up to His very Godhead. His only motive, a love and fathomless mercy. Though you make known the mystery to us through an angel, you yourself carry it out. In spite of the profound peace my soul is enjoying, I'm struggling continuously, and it's often a hard-fought battle for me to walk faithfully along my path. That is the path which the Lord Jesus wants me to follow. And my path is to be faithful to the will of God in all things and at all times. Especially by being faithful to inner inspiration in order to be a receptive instrument in God's hands for the carrying out of the work of His faithfulness mercy. July 4th, first Sunday of the month, monthly retreat. This evening, I prepare with great care and prayed long to the Holy Spirit that He might deign to grant me His light and take me under His special guidance. I pray also to our Heavenly Mother, to my guardian angel, and to our patron saints. Fruit of the meditation. Whatever Jesus did, He did well. Sure. He went along doing good. His manner was full of goodness and mercy, gentle. He never hurt anybody. Just listen quietly. Look with you eye to eye. And share His love for us. His steps were guided by compassion. We too. Even your daily work. Walk with compassion. You may sweep the floor with compassion. Do the cooking with compassion. Caring the child with compassion. Toward His enemies, He showed goodness, kindness, and understanding. And to those in need, help and consolation. Don't fall into temptation of gossiping. Criticizing, that's negative. That's the work of Satan. Stop that. You know, one experience from a little girl. When he went to school, some of the classmates talk about some dirty things. They avoid them. So they did that. So the group doesn't like her because she didn't join that one day. In that afternoon, one of the girls came to her and told her, her name is, no, just any name, no? You know, they decide to go to the cinema tonight, a dirty film, I won't go, because she watched this girl didn't join them. She has the courage not to join them, and this inspired her not to follow them. And she told her, I will not go with them.
You see, just little thing. If courage, if compassion, Jesus will continue to work. Just the work of little girl, no? The primary school girl. Just follow inspiration. Something bad, don't drop into temptation. I've resolved to mirror faithfully these traits of Jesus in myself during this month. Even if this cost me much. During adoration, I heard a voice in my soul. These efforts of yours, my daughter, are pleasing to me. They are the delights of my heart. I see every moment of your heart with which you worship me. Just in the gospel today, no? Jesus watched many people going to the church to give donation. And she watched one of the poor women, a widow, just give 1 cent. And asked the disciple, come, you see. She keep all. So God see everything. Even we see little things. But once Teresa Bucket, Calcutta says, you work with love, never small. Right? Do with love, never small things. Always great. That's Jesus. Particular example. Continuation of the same. To unite myself with the merciful Christ. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, I will entreat the Heavenly Father for the whole world. A point of the rule. Strict observance of silence. I must prompt the death of my being and thank God for everything. Uniting myself with Jesus, with him, in him, and through him, I give glory to God. So this is not a kind of prayer that just in the Mass, who him with him. You too, you share this offering with him, in him, through him, or for him. Every little things. This is your Mass. You just watch me. Don't touch, doesn't touch you. If you, moment by every moment, you really in him, with him, through him, with compassion, with people. So every word in a Mass is your Mass. You are offering. Long the priest, go up to the chalice and host and through him, with him, even you can sing beautifully, but it's not, maybe God doesn't like to beautiful songs. God doesn't like little songs, beautiful songs. God enjoy the little actions that we are offering together, right? Oh Lord, my love, I thank you for this day on which you have allowed me to draw a wealth of graces from the fountain of your unfathomable mercy. Oh Jesus, not only today, but at every moment, I draw from your unfathomable mercy everything that a soul and body could want. July 7, 1937. In times of doubt, that is, when the soul is weak, that it asks Jesus himself to act. Although it knows that it should act by the grace of God, nevertheless, at certain times, it is better for it to leave all action to God. Sometimes you can't do much. Jesus, you follow. Of course, we have to do something, but still we have to trust. At times you can't do too much. July 15, 1937, once I learned that I was to be transferred to another house, my knowledge of this was purely interior. At the same time, I heard a voice in my soul. Do not be afraid, my daughter. It's my will that you should remain here. But we heard rumors that you have just moved to another house. But Jesus told her, don't worry. Human plans will be thwarted, since they must conform to my will. Oh, thank you. Thank you. When I was close to the Lord, he said to me, why are you afraid to begin the work which I have commanded you to carry out? So she scared. I answered, why do you leave me on my own at such time? Jesus, and why do I not feel your presence? She was scared because when she doesn't feel the presence of Jesus, then she doesn't know what to go, where to go, what to do. My daughter, even though you do not perceive me in the most secret depths of your heart, you still cannot say that I'm not there. So even though you don't feel the presence of Jesus close to you, still Jesus is close, very close to you. I only remove from you the awareness of my presence, and that should not be an obstacle to the carrying out of my will. So to do the will of God doesn't mean you have to feel Jesus present in you. So your compassion, it doesn't mean I don't feel. Even if you don't feel, you to be compassionate like Jesus. I'm there, Jesus said, I'm there. Although you don't feel, that's a problem. When you have good care, good, that day you feel good, you do everything good. If you're alone, then you say, just doesn't want to do it anymore. I do this to achieve my unfathomable ends, which you will know of later on. So Jesus allows us sometimes to experience his absence. What St. John of the Cross says, the darkness of the soul. At times we have to go through no taste of life, no taste of friendship, nothing. We just want to die. My daughter, know without doubt, and once and for all, the only mortal sin drives me out of a soul and nothing else. Only mortal sin can take Jesus away. So, if you have something wrong, seriously, make a good confession so that like Jesus is always there. Even if you don't feel he's there, you see, Jesus said, only mortal sin can kick him out. So when you have committed mortal sin, don't think that Jesus is close to you. Although you can have all the feeling, compassion with people, but there's always the absence of Jesus. So important, eh? Confession is very important. It's a door towards eternity. Today the Lord said to me, my daughter, my pleasure and delight, nothing will stop me from granting you graces. Your misery does not hinder my mercy. My daughter, write that. The greater the misery of a soul, the greater its right to my mercy. If you feel so belittled, you are qualified for the mercy of God. You feel yourself disaster, you are qualified. You are candidate for the mercy of God. All souls to trust in the unfathomable abyss of my mercy, because I want to save them all on the cross, the fountain of my mercy was opened wide by the lens of all souls. The one have I excluded. Oh Jesus, I want to live in the present moment, to live as if this were the last day of my life. I want to use every moment scrupulously for the greater glory of God, to use every circumstance for the benefit of my soul. I want to look upon everything from the point of view that nothing happens without the will of God. God of unfathomable mercy, embrace the whole world and pour yourself out upon us through the merciful heart of Jesus. On an early occasion, in the evening, I saw the Lord Jesus upon the cross. From his hands, feet, and side, the most sacred blood was flowing. After some time, Jesus said to me, "All this is for the salvation of souls. Consider well, my daughter, what you are doing for their salvation." I answered, "Jesus, when I look at your suffering, I see that I'm doing next to nothing for the salvation of souls." And the Lord said to me, "No, my daughter, that your silent day-to-day martyrdom is complete submission to my will. To my will, ushers many souls into heaven." "My daughter, take a silent day-to-day martyrdom in complete submission to my will, ushers many souls into heaven." She suffered in silence, but for the sake of the souls, for other people, she offered her life for other people. So many people saved through her. And when it seems to you that the suffering exceeds your strength, contemplate my wounds, and you will rise above human scorn and judgment. Meditation on my passion will help you to rise above all things. I understood many things I had been unable to comprehend before. I read once more this paragraph, very beautiful. "Know, my daughter, that your silent day-to-day martyrdom in complete submission to my will ushers many souls to heaven. When it seems to you that your suffering exceeds your strength, contemplate my wounds, and you will rise above human scorn and judgment." So at times you feel so weak, you can't do much things. Think of the wound of Jesus together. Meditation on my passion will help you rise above all things. So I think the chapter Divine Mercy, it's a small word phrase. It reminds us the mercy of the Lord. No? So just pray with heart, not just go fast and go ahead. Every phrase is a heart joined with Jesus for salvation of souls. Okay? See you next week. Now let's say the